This is the day that Christ gathered with his disciples in an upper room. This is the day that Christ shared a meal as a sign of his great love. This is the day that Christ took a towel and washed the disciples' feet, showing us how to serve others. This is the day that the Lord has made. Friends in Christ, in this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to struggle against all that keeps us from loving God and one another. Over this past year, the experience of pandemic has deepened our experience of human separation and given a more intense desire for community with each other, with our world, and with God. This has been a struggle, but it is the struggle to which we were called in our baptism. So then hear the good news. God never wearies of being with us in our struggles, of forgiving sin and giving the peace of reconciliation. On this night, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor and enter the celebration of the great 3 days, reconciled with God and with one another. Our confession and forgiveness. God, who is love, we come admitting the brokenness in our lives, the brokenness between ourselves and our neighbors, the brokenness between countries, the brokenness between humanity and creation. Give us the courage to acknowledge this truth. Give us the faith to trust your presence. Give us the desire to share your healing, promised and provided in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We are forgiven. We are reconciled. We are one. Thanks be to God. Welcome to this Maundy Thursday service on April the 1st, 2021, where we gather in spirit to pray and acknowledge the love of Jesus Christ on his night of betrayal. Tonight we will share in the Holy Sacrament of Communion. I invite you to prepare your table with wine or juice and bread. Some announcements for tonight. Our final Lent in a bag item is the cross, the symbol of both death and resurrection. In this journey of Lent 2021, we have been reminded of our faith through the physical items of sand, a rock, a shell, a pipe cleaner person, a bulb, a candle, and a cross. I invite you to reflect on these items and what this journey of Lent has meant to you. I ask that you keep the following families in your prayers this weekend: Murray and Helen Hurley on the sudden passing of their daughter Marta in California on March 17th. We also keep Grandma Esther Hurley and Aunt and Uncle Brenda Hurley Dale and Terry Dale in our prayers. I also ask that you keep David Deering and his family in your prayers as they mourn the death of Dave's brother Jim, who passed away on March 29th. We also mourn with Dave at the passing of his nephew, Pat Johnston, who passed away suddenly on March the 28th. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another as he loves us. Write this commandment in our hearts and give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. A reading from 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading tonight is from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17 and 31b to 35. The Holy Gospel according to John. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The Gospel of our Lord. When you think of love and the feeling of emotion of love, what comes to your mind? Is it the passionate or intense kind of love shared between partners, known in Greek as eros love? Or perhaps you think of love in a more friendly, loyal, or affectionate tone. This is known in Greek as philia love. It is the love that is shared between friends or co-workers or those on a team. There is a third type of love, and that is known in Greek as agape love. This is the highest and most radical type of love, and it has nothing to do with romance or desire. It is a self-sacrificing love that accepts and forgives. It is a love that is larger than us, providing unlimited compassion and empathy for others. It is the purest form of love that is free from expectations. It is complete. It is unconditional. And this is the love that was shown by Jesus to the disciples on the night of his betrayal, when he shared his food with them, when he removed his outer robe, tied a towel around his waist, and washed the feet of those around him. There was no judgment in whose feet Jesus washed that night. He washed the feet of Peter, who would deny him, James and John, who were unable to keep watch and pray with him. And yes, he even washed the feet of Judas, the one who would betray him with a kiss. Now, the love was not so much in the physical washing of their feet. Their feet would have been dirty, hot, and tired. There were no sidewalks or pavement to walk on in antiquity, and there were no running shoes or boots to keep their feet clean. It was a normal thing to go to someone's house or in your own home and to have to wash your feet. Usually, the servants would take care of that duty. But the love shown tonight was in the act of Jesus washing their feet. It was in the act of Jesus serving them. It was in the act of servanthood. The act of washing their feet in our gospel tonight is related to Jesus laying down his life. The Greek word used for Jesus removing or laying down his robe is tithizen. In John chapter 10, verses 15 to 18, Jesus states that he was the good shepherd and that he would lay his life down, tithemi, for his sheep in order to show God's love to the world. So the act of Jesus disrobing and washing the feet of the disciples symbolizes his death on the cross and his resurrection. It symbolizes the agape love that God has for us through the death and resurrection of God's only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. On this night, when Jesus was betrayed, the momentum shifted and a transition took place. Jesus knew that his hour had come. His mission in the world was to be fulfilled. In the Gospel of John, Jesus' mission is to reveal God to the world. And in the hour of his death, that mission is complete. God's love is wholly and completely revealed in glory. When I look back over the past year, I have seen many acts of compassionate and agape love and service in our world and in this congregation. Folks have stayed home to slow the rising numbers. There have been countless phone calls made to one another. Masks have been worn and hands have been washed and sanitized probably millions of times. There have been groceries and meals delivered. Errands have been run. And now, with our country receiving millions of vaccines, we roll up our sleeves as a sign of our love. Now, don't get me wrong. We have done many of these tasks to keep ourselves safe. But we've also done these tasks for others, for our loved ones in long-term care, for family members who are elderly or immunocompromised, for co-workers, for first responders, and for our communities at large. We do this so we can see our families again, so that we can hug each other, so that we can one day worship and commune together in our church building that offers comfort and respite from a weary world. We do it because we love one another. As members of the body of Christ through our baptism, we love one another, not because we are told to do so. We do it because God in Christ has loved us from the very beginning. From the day of creation, we have been loved. And so we are called to love one another. When we love one another and when we see the humanity in one another, we are seeing and living out the presence of God in our lives. We see the presence of God in our neighbor, knowing that each of us, regardless of the color of our skin, regardless of sexual preference, regardless of culture, each of us has been created out of the glory and greatness of God. All are created in God's image. All are beloved children of God. All are deserving, and everyone is worthy. On this night so long ago, Jesus completed an act of servanthood for those around him. He fed them, and he asked them to love one another. As we commune together on this Maundy Thursday of 2021, I invite you to take a moment to reflect on what this means to us as Christians in the world. When we share in the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Jesus Christ tonight, we are sharing in the servanthood of Jesus Christ. We are sharing in the unconditional love of God through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. We are sharing our agape love with one another. Let it be so. Amen.